Okay, so get this. Today, we're ditching the heavy research stuff and taking a deep dive into something a little lighter.
Fun.
A romantic comedy novel called Betting on You by Lynn Painter.
Ooh, I love that book.
And don't worry,
It's so
we'll
good.
just give you a taste, you know?
Yeah.
Just enough to make you want to pick it up yourself.
Definitely.
So, first up, we've got Bailey, the main character.
Okay.
She's kind of a rule follower, a bit of a bookworm, and she's still dealing with her parents' divorce.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, so she's moved from Fairbanks, Alaska, all the way to Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, that's a big change.
And that's where she runs into Charlie.
Mm.
Now, Charlie is a bit of a wild card, you know?
Okay.
Seems kind of sarcastic and edgy at first.
I see.
And their first meeting is at an airport.
Oh,
Bailey's all organized, wants to board first,
no. Ray.
and Charlie just throws a wrench into her whole plan.
That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
It is, it's
I
hilarious.
imagine.
But get this, there's a total enemies to lovers thing going on.
I love that trope.
Me too.
It's so fun.
It's so good, and Painter does it so well.
Yeah.
So, you know, they keep bumping into each other. Like, there's a ski trip that goes totally wrong,
Oh
and then
no.
they end up fake dating.
Cake dating, always a good time.
Oh, it's awkward and
I
hilarious.
bet.
Like, Charlie goes way overboard with the PDA.
Oh my gosh.
And to top it all off, they both end up working at this crazy place called Planet Fun.
Planet Fun, what is that?
You have to read to find out, but trust me, it's as wild as it sounds.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
I knew you would be.
So, is there more to Charlie than just the sarcastic, edgy guy?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
You start to see these glimpses of his intelligence,
Okay.
and he actually genuinely cares about Bailey, even though he teases her constantly.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, there's this one part where he even like analyzes the ending of her favorite book.
Wow.
Right? Who does that?
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So, what about Bailey? Does she start to warm up to him?
Well, Bailey's got all these walls up. You know, she's cynical about love because of her parents' divorce.
Right.
But yeah, she starts to see a different side of Charlie, too.
That sounds promising.
Oh, it is. But then there's this bet they make.
A bet? What kind of bet?
Let's just say it throws a wrench into everything.
Ooh, I need to know more.
I know, right? But you'll have to read the book for that.
Fine, but you've definitely piqued my interest.
That's the goal.
This sounds like a great read.
Oh, it is.
I can't wait to dive in.
You won't be disappointed.
I'm sure I won't.
All right, so we've got Bailey and Charlie, this enemies to lovers thing going on, a crazy bet, and Planet Fun.
What more could you ask for?
I know, right? It's a wild ride.
Okay, I'm sold.
I figured you would be. You know, one thing that really got me about this book
Right.
is how Painter brings in like these family dynamics.
Yeah.
Bailey's still so messed up about her parents' divorce.
Right.
Like, she feels abandoned by her dad, who took off to Alaska and started a new family.
It's like that whole feeling of your world just breaking apart, you know?
Totally.
And it's not just the divorce itself, it's like everything that comes after. Like
Yeah.
Bailey's having trouble connecting with her mom who's trying to date again.
It's hard.
Yeah, trying to build a new norm.
And then there's Charlie, who's got his own family stuff going on.
Oh, right.
His dad remarried, there's a new baby.
Wow, a whole new dynamic.
Yeah, he's trying to figure out where he fits in.
I love how Painter puts those two situations side by side.
Me too.
Like Bailey's dealing with a family falling apart.
Right.
And Charlie's dealing with a new one coming together.
It's really interesting.
Adds like another layer to their whole thing.
Totally. And it's not just like the big dramatic moments,
Great.
it's the little things they say to each other, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah, the advice they give.
It shows how much they get each other.
There's this one scene I love.
Oh,
Bailey's on the phone with Charlie,
yeah.
complaining about her mom's new boyfriend, Scott, describing him in this totally hilarious way.
He is a character.
And as she's getting to the good part, Scott walks in
Oh, no.
wearing the most ridiculous pajamas.
Stop. I remember that part.
That's so
You
funny.
could just picture Bailey dying inside.
I know, and Charlie's trying not to laugh on the other end of the phone.
It's perfect.
But it's not just for laughs, you know?
I
It
see.
shows how vulnerable Bailey is.
Right. Still adjusting.
Yeah, and Charlie actually gives her some good advice.
What does he say?
He tells her to find her inner asshole and stand up for herself.
Oh,
Funny, but also kind of sweet.
yeah, he's looking out for her.
That's what makes them so great
Yeah,
together.
they challenge each other,
Push each other.
help each other grow.
Another thing I thought was interesting,
What's that?
how Painter brings in social media.
Oh, yeah.
Bailey's like this bookworm who hates selfies.
Right.
But she's got a huge following online.
For her book reviews and stuff.
It's like that whole thing of putting on a certain image online.
Right.
Even if it's not really true.
And Bailey's struggling with that.
Big time.
She's this successful book influencer.
Uh-huh.
But she feels like a fake.
Like, she's the only one who can't get over her parents' divorce.
Exactly.
Social media can make you feel so inadequate.
Totally.
It's refreshing that Painter deals with that.
It feels real.
And she doesn't shy away from the messy parts of relationships either.
No, she doesn't.
Like long-distance friendships.
New relationship awkwardness.
Even betrayal.
Yeah, it's all in there.
But she does it with this perfect mix of humor and heart.
Totally.
You're laughing one minute, then feeling all the feels the next.
It's a roller coaster.
In a good way.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And the other characters are great, too.
Oh, yeah, tell me about them.
Like Bailey's best friend, Nikisa?
She's the adventurous one, right?
Yeah, always pushing Bailey to try new things.
I like her.
And Scott, the boyfriend.
Oh, Scott.
He means well.
Sometimes.
But he's kind of clueless.
That's one way to put it.
They're not just there to fill space, though. Yeah. They have their own stories.
And they affect Bailey and Charlie.
Totally.
I like that they create this sense of community around Bailey and Charlie.
Yeah, like a reminder that you're not alone.
Yes, sexy.
And we can't forget about the Planet Fun crew.
Oh my gosh, Planet Fun.
It's like a whole other world.
It's so ridiculous.
The job titles alone.
I know, right? Like Foncierge.
It's perfect.
It's so absurd.
It's like a break from the serious stuff.
Definitely.
A reminder that you need some fun in life.
Exactly. I thought it was interesting how the setting kind of reflects, like, what's going on with the characters?
Oh, yeah. How so?
We start at the airport, right?
Yeah.
All sterile and impersonal.
Right, like Bailey's emotions at the start.
Exactly. She's uprooted, doesn't know what's next.
And then there's the Colorado Mountains.
So beautiful.
But also kind of isolating.
It's like they're forced to face their feelings out there.
With no distractions. Yeah. That contrast is really cool.
It is.
The airport is all chaotic.
Right, like Bailey's life.
And the mountains are peaceful.
Time to reflect.
And it's not just the physical setting that changes.
What do you mean?
Their emotional landscape changes, too.
Oh, right.
As they spend more time together, they open up.
They have to face some hard truths.
Exactly.
And that's when things get really good.
Vulnerability.
Yeah, letting go of those perfect images they try to project.
They see each other for who they really are.
Flaws and all.
That's where the magic is.
I agree.
It's not about changing each other or trying to be perfect.
It's about accepting each other.
Exactly.
And supporting each other's growth.
And Painter does such a good job of showing that.
Yeah, there are all these turning points.
Where they have to make tough choices.
Choices that affect everyone around them.
Yeah, and those choices aren't always easy.
There's risk.
Vulnerability.
But there's also potential.
Something real.
Something deeper. I think the big takeaway for me is that love isn't just the big romantic stuff.
Oh, totally.
It's the little things.
The everyday choices.
Being there for someone.
Even when it's hard.
And being honest.
With yourself and with the other person.
Even when it's tough.
Painter really gets that.
She does.
It's a reminder that love takes work.
Compromise.
Stepping outside your comfort zone.
This has been such a fun deep dive.
It has.
It's amazing how fiction can do so much, you know?
Make you laugh, think, question things.
Totally.
I really liked how the story showed that even with all the messiness,
the heartbreak,
there's still hope
for connection,
for growth.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Betting on You,
it's time for some reflection.
What would you do if you were Bailey?
Dealing with all those emotions.
Would you risk it all for love?
Even after everything she's been through.
And what about Charlie?
Could you see past his tough exterior?
To the real him underneath.
You'll have to read the book to find out.
I highly recommend it.
It's witty.
Heartwarming.
Makes you think.
You'll be smiling long after you finish it.
And hey, maybe it'll even inspire you.
To take a chance on love.
Even if it's scary.
Until next time, happy reading.